Прошення прийшло, весілля буде. Реко українське, трохи це дивне. Біду побажаю, веселого життя. І так же заспіваю, нохай літа, нохай літа. Хе-хопа, ох-ха-ха, хопа, весілля, хопа, ула-ла. Весілля живе, треба танцювати, де дівчата є. Здибав і питаю, яке твоє ім'я? Я є Марічка, Марічка калакака нас, як там коло вас. Хе-хопа, о-ха-ха, хопа, весілля, опа, ла-ла.
From Edmonton, Alberta, that was a group called Tinambita from their most recent CD called Keep Calm and Polka On, and that was released just this past December. And we were very fortunate to have the group send all of the tracks from that CD to us via email, so I'll be looking forward to sharing the rest of those tunes with you, and maybe we'll be fortunate and get a chance to talk to one of the guys from the band as well. That number you just heard was called Yuki Greek Wedding, and it is one of several that were original compositions or compilations from the CD, as well as some Tinambitified renditions of traditional Ukrainian folk songs. So stay tuned for that in the weeks and months ahead. І таким живим темпом розпочали нашу програму. Вітаю вас всіх, шановні радіослухачі, на радіопрограму «Наш голос» Радіо Українського коріння. З вами Павліна Макворі. Дякую, що рішили перебути зі мною наступну годину. Hello there, and welcome to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. I'm Pavlina Demchuk-McCoy, your host. Thank you so much for joining me. We have a great program lined up for you. Sylvia Molnar will be along with Ukrainian Food Flair, and she'll have a recipe for roasted root vegetables and a bit of information about a vegetable that's maybe not so much maligned as just simply neglected, and that is the parsnip or petrushka. Keith Pennell will be taking a break this week, but he'll be back again. Meanwhile, we've got a part of a conversation that I had last year with Brian Cherwick of the Cubasonics, another Edmonton group. And we talked about the group itself, about Ukrainian music in Canada and his work as an ethnomusicologist when he was at the University of Alberta. And he is currently, of course, in Newfoundland right now, but still has his hand in things Ukrainian-Canadian. So stay tuned for that. As well, we'll have our usual proverb of the week, other items of interest, and great Ukrainian music. And coming up next is the Hrim Band from New York City and the Ivasyuk classic Chervona Ruta, the Red Rue.
Звідки тебе ті чари? Я без тебе всі дні у полоні печалі. Може десь у лісах ти чарділя шукала, сонце руту знайшла і мене зчарувала. Червону руту не шукай вечорами, ти у мене єдина, тільки ти повір. Бо твоя врода, твоя чистая вода, твоя пістрая вода, синий гір. Тебе в снах, у дібровах зелених, по забутих стежках, ти приходиш до мене, і не треба нести мені квітку надії, бо давно уже ти увійшла в мої мрії. Червону руту не шукай вечорами, ти у мене єдина, тільки ти повір. Бо твоя врода, твоя чистая вода, твоя пістрая вода, синий гір. Шукай вечорами, ти у мене єдина, тільки ти повір. Бо твоя врода, твоя чистая вода, твоя пістрая вода, синий хір. Червону руту не шукай вечорами, ти у мене єдина, тільки ти повір. Бо твоя врода, твоя чистая вода, твоя пістрая вода, синий гір.
And that was the lovely Olya Fritz from Turnbull, Connecticut, from her CD Zapurse Usne, Into Your Dreams. And that was Perishe Sneech, First Snow. Coming up next, from Winnipeg, Paris to Kiev, and this is from their CD Variances, and it is called simply Dance 2.
Thank you.
And now, Ukrainian Food Flair with Sylvia Molnar. Tips for Ukrainian cooking.
Hello. We can never get enough of root vegetables. They are so versatile. We roast, bake, fry, boil, and steam them. I don't think we ever get tired of them, which is a good thing as they are so healthy for us, and recipes are endless. The parsnip, or petrushka in Ukrainian, is a wonderful root vegetable. When young, the parsnip has a sweet, nutty flavor that can be used to a cook's advantage. Parsnips look like thick white carrots. They are available most of the year, but are best in the colder months as they sweeten after the first frost. When you're buying parsnips, select the ones that are firm, crisp, and without cracks. A good tip is to buy smaller parsnips if possible. Older and larger parsnips can be aggressive in taste. If you're using large ones, split in half and remove the woody core. Parsnip wedges can be cooked with roast beef, adding during the last hour of cooking, or add slices to soups and stews in the last 30 minutes of cooking. They are great when pureed with mashed potatoes or baked apples. They are also good roasted with brown sugar, butter, and nutmeg. Now, for Ukrainian-style baked root vegetables, you'll need one medium turnip in 1-inch slices, one large parsnip sliced, two large carrots sliced, two large potatoes quartered, 1/4 cup butter, 1/2 cup boiling water, 1 teaspoon salt or to taste. Melt the butter in boiling water. Place veggies in a casserole. Cover with the melted butter and sprinkle with salt. Cover and bake in a 375-degree oven for about 1.5 hours without turning or removing the lid. Another tip for the very best chicken soup is to add 1 diced carrot, 1 diced parsnip, and 1 white onion, finely chopped, to about 6 cups of chicken stock. Sauté the veggies lightly in a little butter first, though, and then add to the stock. Add some egg noodles and boil for 15 to 20 minutes. And before serving, garnish soup with dill. Yummy! Until next time, try it. It's Ukrainian.
Thanks, Sylvia, for sharing your Ukrainian culinary expertise on Ukrainian Food Flair here on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. You're listening to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio, broadcasting from Vancouver Island, Canada, for PCJ Radio.
Гарна я гарна, як та я горбиця. Ой, гарна я гарна, як та я горлиця. Наймися уступить, гей, гай, наймися уступить, гей, гай. Наймися уступить, спуля пара. Спугутя парадниця, з поля робітниця, спугутя парадниця, з поля робітниця. Ой, я така гарна, гей, гай, ой, я така гарна, гей, гай, ой, я така гарна. Як в небі зірниця. вона не було би пари. Гарна була, гарна не було би пари. Як за мном хлопці йшли, гей, гай, як за мном хлопці йшли, гей, гай. Як за мном шли хлопці, як весняні хмари. Як за мном хлопці йшли, гей, гай, як за мном хлопці йшли, гей, гай. За мном шли хлопці, як за мном шли хлопці, як весняні хмари.
And from Mission, BC, that was Boris Sihon, and that was a traditional Ukrainian folk song, Oi Harina Ya Harina, I Am a Dark-Eyed Beauty. Up next, from Montreal, is Rushnichuk and the Ballad of Yuri Chuchunik.
Нап'ємося з Дніпра, гей, у Києві ворог і шах у колони, героїв чекає сестра. Героїв чекає сестра. Тримайтесь, герої, за нами святи Юри, у тяжким нерівним бою. Тобою, гей, Симон Петлюра, бороди за матір свою. Бороди за матір свою. Нерівнім бою потремтіли гарнати, і полі степами прогули. Походу відплакали мати, що як грізний вихор пройшли. Що як грізний вихор пройшли. Ей, прийде пора і година розплати, для ворога нагло впаде. Стане під Київ каради, тютюник Сибіру прийде. Тютюник Сибіру прийде.
I'll never forget her name, though long ago. Conchita Kowalski, how did you get that name? Was your daddy from Popperfield up in Canada way? Ay, 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 chick, ay, chick, ay. Ay, 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 chick-ay, chick-ay. Ay, ay, ay. чекай. Ай-яй-яй-яй, чекай, чекай. Conchita Kowalski, she makes the pierogies too hot. You can't make pierogies in a chili pot. She likes a polka, but in a flamenco way. Conchita Kowalski, I'll never forget her name. Ay, 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 chikai, chikai. 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 Kowalski doesn't like the foxtrot, but that's what I did when she fed me her chili pot. I played accordion, she played the tambourine. Conchita Kowalski, I'll never forget her name. Ay, 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 chikai, chikai. Ay, 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 chikai, chikai. Ay, 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 chikai, chikai. Ay, 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 chikai, chikai.
And that was Canadian singer-songwriter Ray St. Germain of many years renowned in Canada. He's a radio host in Winnipeg. He is of Métis descent, but he is obviously very well acquainted with Ukrainian-Canadian culture. For the Ukrainian impaired who heard that word chikai but weren't quite sure what it meant, it is a word that is very well known across the prairies. It is ubiquitous like pierogies. It means wait. But I guess it just sort of strikes a bell with some other cultures. Everybody seems to know chikai chikai means wait, wait. And it is just, as I said, ubiquitous. At any rate, that song was Conchita Kowalski, which is an original composition by Ray St. Germain. And coming up next is that chat that I had with Brian Cherwick earlier last year. And in it, he actually describes, he tells a little bit of a story that really speaks to that song and the story that I just told you about Ray St. Germain and Chikai Chikai. So here he is now. You'll hear it about halfway through. So sit back, relax. Here is Brian Cherwick and the Cubasonics and me.
Thank you. how did the Cubasonics come together? Because I know it's sort of on hold now since you're in Newfoundland now and everybody else is still in Edmonton, but presumably, you know, you're still in contact and hopefully you're going to get back together if you are ever going to get back to Western Canada.
Yes. Well, I mean, we will at some point, yeah. We've kind of, like all bands, kind of had a bit of an evolution. It started out that, you know, I was kind of playing things by myself with my kind of collection of unusual instruments, and people would often ask me to come to community events and do some stuff. And I was invited once to come to an event that the Alberta Ukrainian Dance Association used to organize, an event called Hopak in the Park. Mm-hmm. And it was held at the big amphitheater in Edmonton, and it was mostly a dance event, but they wanted a couple of things to break up, you know, the program in between lots of dancing. And so one of the organizers asked if I would come and you know, play a little bit by myself. And it just so happened at the time that my brother was living with me in Edmonton, and he's actually a drummer as well. And so I said, well, what would you think if I brought a whole group instead of just me? So, you know, it would make things sound a little bit more interesting. They said, oh, yeah, sure, go ahead if you like. And, you know, from there, I kind of collected together a couple of other people that joined with us then. And we weren't really expecting to be a band that was going to keep going and going. But the first show went so well, and people came up to us right after that and said, well, where do we buy your CD? Don't have one yet, but so we kind of quickly started working on one after that. Hey! Also found, for lots of people that aren't Ukrainians in Western Canada, Ukrainian music is their music. You know, I'm sure.
Yes.
Yeah, and you know, a couple of great examples are, you know, some of the Ukrainian radio shows that were broadcast out of, say, for example, out of Edmonton, out of Winnipeg, out of Dauphin. You know, it's not just Ukrainian people that are listening to those shows. It was pretty much anybody in that neighborhood. I was at a conference once, and I met an Aboriginal lady. And she said to me, she was from someplace in northern Alberta, and she said, until she went to school, she thought Ukrainian music was what music was, because that was the only music she had ever heard. It's for those people that are from the prairies, especially from the small towns and from the, you know, rural farming areas of the prairies, that music is part of their, you know, their lifeblood, I guess, or something. And I find that... When I play that music for people that aren't from there, it's more often non-Ukrainians that like it, more so than urban Ukrainians or Ukrainians from Ukraine.
Bingo. Yes, absolutely. And that's what I find on my show, Brian.
Well, yeah. I think what they do is they get past, I think, you know, other Ukrainians, I mean, everybody's like that. You kind of have a stereotype of what you think the music should be. And so when you, you know, someone that's from a city in Ukraine, they have a whole lot of other musical influences. And you know, they're hearing a lot of things. And this music maybe sounds a little bit primitive, or maybe the language sounds, certainly the language sounds funny to them all the time. And for non-Ukrainian listeners, they're listening to the style. And for them, it's interesting. And if they don't understand all the words, like the sounds of the language are interesting, the way that it's played is interesting. They certainly like the feel to all the music, and they can get past maybe some of the nitpicky things.
My friend.
There are a lot of people, and I find it's, you know, again, it's people that are wanting to maybe take a step back and look at what the good parts of our music are, because we have quite a few people that I've met from Ukraine that really, really like this music. They like hearing the, you know, how people have played with the language, for example, you know, putting English words sometimes where Ukrainian words should be. And
half the appeal, yeah.
Yeah, you know, and some
you do.
Some people look down on that, and other people look at it and say, okay, well, this is an interesting kind of evolution, I guess.
You know? Yeah, yeah.
А я фармарую, ходобу пекаю, як на нім дороблю, їду до Гаваю. Кажуть, у Гаваї є файні кілки, ходять всі в бікіні, спіднички з трави. Прода пару стірів, та й не гроші маю, купив собі тикет, їду до Гаваю. Сів на аеропляна, їду до Гаваю, свою господарку дома я лишаю. Зліз я з аеропляна, сонечко гріє, як їм роздивився, серце мені п'є. Серце мені п'ється і майже мене зумрію, дівчат поні пічі, так як королів. Скину себе шмаття, бейлінг сучі брав, і що я до бічу з ними сяк купав. Дівки обступили, кажу, де луга, а я їм беру, кажу, I come from Canada.
My chat with Brian Cherwick, part of it, and the songs that you heard that were interspersed with our chit-chat were the Chaban, that is from their CD Big Beat Music, Trembolyanka from their CD Miaso, their first, and the last song was Going to Hawaii from their fourth, which is called Play. And I hope you enjoyed that. If you want more information, stay tuned to Naj Holos, and we'll be chatting with Brian again in the near future, and of course bringing you more great music by the Cubasonics. Coming up next is a song from a collection, a compilation of songs that was made, very many of these are made in Winnipeg and Edmonton, and this is a song that pretty much speaks to that whole concept of Ukrainian music being labeled mislabeled or mislabeled perhaps, and it's kind of a stretch as to whether or not it really is truly Ukrainian, but it's just classified as that by Prairie people. And this is perhaps an example of that. It is an old-time mazurka, and to my knowledge, mazurka is actually a Polish dance, but Ukrainians danced it too. And this is by a group called the Party Time Orchestra. Don't know who they are, where they're from, if they're still around, probably not. But at any rate, hope you enjoy this, the old-time mazurka by the Party Time Orchestra. Best in Ukrainian programming, tune in to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio Sundays at 5 p.m. on AM 1320 CHMB Vancouver, Saturdays around the world on the PCJ Radio Network on AM, FM, and shortwave radio, as well as live in Nanaimo Wednesdays at 12 noon on CHLY 101.7 FM. In between broadcasts, you can find us online at www.nashholos.com. Check in with us there, and you'll find more information about the program. На жаль, ми вже скінчили нашу програму, вже час додому і сказати до побачення, але перед тим я хочу залишити вас такими словами мудрості. Слабий сильного не побідить. And our proverb of the week translates as the weak cannot conquer the strong. And that just about wraps it up for another program here on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. So to take us home, we've got the female beat from Winnipeg from their CD Sealed with a Kiss and the Wedding Planner Polka. I'm Pavlina Demchuk-McQuarrie on behalf of all of us here at Nash Holos. Thanks so much for listening. Until next time, do побачення.